This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Information I needed 5 minutes ago.
This is a My Talk Dirt Alert, an everything entertainment update heard at the top of every hour on My Talk 107.1.
So, what's new in your world?
Well, we'll start with a notable obituary. Neil Sheehan, the Vietnam War correspondent and Pulitzer Prize winning author who obtained the Pentagon Papers for the New York Times, has passed away at the age of 84. His wife said the cause was complication of Parkinson's disease. And if you'll remember, a former Defense Department analyst leaked the Pentagon Papers to Sheehan back in 1971, a pretty pivotal historical moment there in the Vietnam War. And Johnny Depp's Hollywood Hills home was targeted by burglars over the weekend. Law enforcement sources tell TMZ that a woman broke into Depp's home and the break-in triggered the home security system and police were called. Sources say the woman took off before the police arrived, but they found her nearby and also connected her to another recent burglary. Now it's unclear if the woman actually took anything from Johnny Depp's home. And Big Little Lies Season 3? Is it happening? Well, showrunner David E. Kelly says, quote, "I'm not sure logistically how it could be done because everyone's so busy." He told that to TV Line, and he said it certainly couldn't be done right away. Down the road, maybe. Now, Kelly's not offering any details on Big Little Lies Season 3. However, Nicole Kidman told Marie Claire Australia last fall that David E. Kelly and Big Little Lies author Leanne Moriarty have, quote, "a really good idea for a third season."
And she's that's because Leanne Moriarty owns Big Little Lies. Mm-hmm. And that name, and that was one thing. It's her book. She came up with the second story, so it's because there was no second book. It's just Leanne came up with it with the help of David. Remember that there is no third book. It's just following these same women,
right?
So if they can come up with an idea, it'll happen, because she just filled Leanne Moriarty's Nine Perfect Strangers with Melissa McCarthy on that book.
Nice, exciting. All right, well, I'm sure everyone here is open to Big Little Lies Season 3.
Yes.
If it's offered, we'll take it. All right. Well, that's all the dirt this hour. For more, check out mytalk1071.com or download the MyTalk app.